Well, it is a very great pleasure to welcome not one but two lovely ladies into the studio today. They are Susie Donkin. Susie, hi.
Hello.
And Pauline Morel. Hi, Pauline.
Hello.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Now, you are both known as Spitz & Co.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're here for Gloria in the Mist. I keep wanting to say Gorillas in the Mist, but that's kind of...
The inspiration, yeah, that's right. It's Gloria in the Mist. Mistletoe. It's a sort of, it's inspired by Gorillas in the Mist.
So you're in the drum until Friday the 23rd of December. I'm sure a lot of people will have already seen you, but for those who haven't, what's it all about?
Well, it's a fun romp through the jungle, but it's Gloria Delaneuve, played by Pauline here, and she is a very glamorous French actress who basically discovers herself in the jungle. She meets someone, a gorilla, and he changes her life. Forever.
How do you manage the gorilla side of things?
how do we manage the gorillas?
Yes. Is there someone in a suit, or is it all imagined, does that? Or you're not going to tell us?
We can't give this away. That's the key.
Okay.
There is definitely a gorilla, though. There's more
different techniques, different devices.
How does that work in the drum? Because it's there's no. Was it flies, is they call it in theatre? You can't hide things. At
oh,
the
yeah,
side,
oh,
can
no,
you?
Yes. No, that we've got, we can hide things.
You can.
So the gorilla can appear.
Ah.
Yeah, yes. And there's lots of mist, obviously.
Okay.
And it is quite hot in the drum, so the gorilla sometimes gets quite sweaty.
sounds fascinating. Now, I'm guessing there's a few laughs to be had, aren't there?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes,
yeah. But it's not the same every night.
No, it's very different. It's always because it changes every night because the audience is always different and there's lots of sort of ad-libbing and things go wrong all the time, but that adds to the fun, really. It's a very silly, fun night out, I would say.
Now, if I may ask you this question, Pauline, as you're French, is the French sense of humour different to the British, would you say?
Yes, I'm afraid, yeah. Although, obviously, there are lots of moments where we can share the same humour.
Yeah.
But for me, it's mainly when it's physical or visual because, you know, I don't get most of the jokes in English because of, you know, you have to be quick if you...
And could you do this show in France? Would people find it fun?
Well, that's a good question. I think we could. I've got French friends who came over to see the show in England and they really loved it.
Yeah.
But I think they don't like the same things as English.
Okay.
If it makes sense. Yeah.
Now, Susie, you're from Plymouth.
Yes. Well, not yes. My father was an Norwegian, so
that's a very Susie's answer. Yeah. Yes. Oh no. Yes.
Yeah. I grew up in Stonehouse Barracks, and then we moved to Hoomeevee near Clearbrook, and then my parents now live in Lamerton.
Okay, so I'm always interested in this for performers. It's one thing to see the whites of their eyes in the front row. It's quite another if it's all your family sat in the front row.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, my mum won't come and see it. She's too embarrassed to watch her daughter running around in her knickers. But my father loves it, and my family will come. But yeah, my mother, you're quite right. It's too much to watch your own daughter.
Yeah, but it doesn't bother you seeing family.
Oh, no, I love it. I love all that. Yeah, yeah, it's fun.
So tell me about Spitz & Co. How did you two get together?
We met at a sort of clowning workshop, and Pauline was very French and I was very English, and we were very different, so we decided to... And she lives near me, so we got together and then started... we've got another show called Gloriator, which we brought to the drum last year, and this is our second show.
Okay, and it's all working well.
Yeah, yes. Mainly because we're so different, really. So it's a classic double act.
Yeah.
So a beautiful French girl and a rather idiotic English middle-aged woman.
And how about, so you live in this country, Pauline?
Yes, I do.
But obviously you've got family in France. Did you get back home often?
Probably twice a year. But this year they are going to London, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So how do you feel about Brexit? No, we won't go down that
way. Well, next year the show is going to tackle maybe Brexit issues. Yeah. We feel it's ready.
Well, we can stay. Maybe we can still perform together for another 2 years.
Yeah,
Susie,
we hope so. Then it's all over.
Know. Yeah.
You see
then
real
I
life.
Brexit. I'll go on the boat back to France.
Yeah, never to reappear.
Do you know what? I don't think anything's going to change, actually, because people are people. It doesn't matter what tag you put on the top, does it? If you want to work together, you work together.
Yeah, yeah.
So well done, you both. Right, so let's just recap. Gloria in the Mist is in the drum until Friday, the 23rd of December. And as always, all you need to do is go to theatreroyal.com or give the box office a call on 267-222. Thank you both for coming in to see us.
And, thanks for having us.
Merci beaucoup.
And enjoy the rest of the run. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.